Rodriguez, we begin with the Israel-Hamas war, which is 1 month old today. Pentagon correspondent Cammie McCormick has the details.
Israelis observed a moment of silence, then sang the national anthem. In Gaza, the Israeli assault continued. And Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu said Israel will have overall security responsibility for Gaza for an indefinite period after the war is over.
In his TV interview, Netanyahu also said Israel is open to little pauses in the fighting for humanitarian reasons. That's something the U.S. has been pushing for. This is election day here, and Ohioans have begun voting on whether abortion should be included in the state constitution. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
On the ballot is Issue 1, an initiative that would prevent the state from restricting abortion access before fetal viability. That's considered around 22 to 24 weeks of pregnancy. The outcome of the vote could drastically reshape reproductive rights in a state where Republican leaders are pushing to ban abortion completely.
If Republicans win control of the state legislature in Virginia today, UVA political analyst Larry Sabato says
they've made very clear that they're going to ban abortions except in a few limited circumstances after 15 weeks of pregnancy.
Kentuckians are voting on whether to elect their first black governor. In Mississippi, Elvis Presley's second cousin is running for the position. A feisty Donald Trump took the stand at his civil fraud trial and criticized the judge and prosecutors as he rejected claims he inflated the value of his assets. CBS's Robert Costa is in New York.
His lawyers signaled that they would soon file a motion for a mistrial. And that comes ahead of Wednesday's testimony of Ivanka Trump, the former president's eldest daughter.
The Supreme Court hears arguments in a major gun case today. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
The court will ask whether or not a federal law that prevents those subject to domestic violence restraining orders from possessing guns is constitutional under the Second Amendment.
Right after he watched the mayor sign a resolution aimed at cutting down on reckless driving accidents and made a plea of his own.
Parents, teach your children to drive lawfully.
Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman's car was rear-ended by a dump truck that was trying to switch lanes at a red light. The chief hurt his back. Mayor Cavalier Johnson called it cruelly coincidental. S&P futures are down 11, Dow futures off 93. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
It's pro time at Lowe's. Get big savings and rewards during Provember. Right now, buy one exclusive DeWalt 20-volt Max XR Power Detect 2-Tool Combo Kit. Get one select Power Detect Bear Tool free. That's up to a $249 value. And there's more. Save $200 on a DeWalt 12-inch dual bevel sliding miter saw. Because Lowe's knows tools, Lowe's knows pros. Valid through 11/22. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Dive into true crime on Pluto TV. Unravel the mysteries on Forensic Files and Dateline 24/7. Plus, watch thousands of other crime movies and TV shows, all for free. Download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.
Exergen thermometers are a top choice of medical professionals at highly ranked hospitals across the U.S. Accuracy matters, so make Exergen the chosen thermometer for your home and family. Available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Milwaukee nonprofit has to return $800,000 of COVID relief money after it was found that the money was misused. CRC Employment and Entrepreneurial Services was awarded nearly $3 million in total. Some of that money was spent on an over $2,000 bowling party and paychecks to founder Cynthia Brown and her family. The organization also paid nearly $7,000 to State Senator Lena Taylor for work she did as an attorney. Taylor denies ever receiving any money. The group has 45 days to return the money. Republicans will have a top-tier candidate for U.S. Senate in a month or two. That's according to Wisconsin Republican Party Chairman Brian Schimming. He says that Tammy Baldwin is not guaranteed re-election. Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler says he expects that Republican to be Madison businessman Eric Hovde. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The man, accused of shooting at another vehicle on Highway 51, appeared in Marathon County Court on Monday. 41-year-old Benny Green is facing multiple felony counts, including attempted first-degree intentional homicide and possession of meth. He was arrested on October 6th following the shooting and vehicle pursuit that spanned two counties. News 7 reports the car Green shot at contained a family of five, including two young children. One person was hit by a bullet, the other suffered injuries from the shrapnel. The City of Wisconsin Rapids is recruiting for the Park and Recreation Commission. There's one open seat for a five-year term. The Park and Recreation Commission is responsible for budget and policy development and oversight of operations for the Park and Recreation Department. The commission advises the City Council on matters pertaining to park recreation and park planning. You can learn more at wirapids.org. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin.
Good morning, world.
It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Seth Habegger.
Good morning.
And we're joined by our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Everybody say good morning to Paul. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Paul. Good. Oops. Morning. Missed my cue.
Good morning, guys.
I got one person in the room with me. I got one person. No, I'm joking. I'm just joking. It's good to have you with us, Paul. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are things going there?
Good. We got a nice blue sky out there today.
Yeah, it's lovely.
I didn't know. Actually, it took me a second to realize what's going on outside. Like it's barely cloudy. It's blue out there. Is this a bad sign, Paul? Because I don't know. I don't know what to do with this.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. November definitely one of our cloudiest months of the year, and it's been living up to that here for the most part. And some. Nice to welcome sunshine breaking through this morning through midday. It looks like more clouds will bank in as we get later midday afternoon, as we otherwise stay with a high about 45. Cloudy tonight. Some rain showers move in as well, especially late evening overnight. Low at about 38. Some light showers round into Wednesday. Cloudy and 46. 33 shower chances taper off Wednesday night. And then looking at some sunny breaks and some clouds Thursday and Friday. Back into some mid-40s Thursday. West winds pick up as well, 15 to 25, 29 Thursday night. 42, partly sunny on Friday. Weekend temperatures stay pretty similar, lower 40s Saturday, mid-40s Sunday, with some of those breaks of sun in the clouds at times for the weekend. Still looks warmer next week with a high about 50 by Monday, partly sunny and more into the 50s looking ahead Tuesday and Wednesday. So still some warmer temps at that point in the extended outlook. But in the meantime, pretty seasonal with these temps hanging in the 40s through the end of the week here for now.
Keeping with the tradition of where we've been in years past, it seems like, where I thought it seemed like at first we were going for an either colder or hotter November than used to. So it seems nice that we're on average.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much, nothing surprising here for November. But, you know, when you get some days in the 50s like we will next week, that's always a nice bonus for us.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll take it. I'm going to keep my – I did not pack my shorts yet. I'm going to keep them out.
That's right.
Appreciate you, Paul. Have a great day.
Sounds good. You guys too.
Best in the business right there, our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, in this time slot.
Yes,
always
indeed.
Good to talk to them. Seth and I got a lot of show to get to today. We're going to got a new Uno game we want to talk about.
New Uno game?
Yes,
okay.
New Uno. It's a weird sentence to say. New Uno.
New Uno.
Your mouth does a weird thing. You go ahead and say that at home, everybody. New Uno. New. It's weird.
It sounds like a warm-up exercise for theater or something.
Yeah, it kind of does. Uno. Sally new sells Uno. Seashells at the seashore.
There you go.
I do that one every once in a while.
Okay.
Every once in a while, if I'm having trouble waking up, especially on a Monday, Monday morning on the drive,
limber
here,
up the mouth. Yeah,
I'll be doing some mouth exercises. I don't do them every day.
Right.
I don't have to do them as much as I used to when I first started in this. I used to have to do it all the time, though.
Oh wow!
Just to wake my mouth up. I do that anyway. You hear how much I muck words up and everything throughout this whole show. If I say 1,000 words a day, like on the air, like a good 800. Are a little Not sure.
Yeah, you're being a little unkind, but
Shake Shack will reward America with a sandwich if an NFL player does a certain dance. We're going to talk about that a little later.
Oh, dear.
Got that one coming up. We got some entertainment news we're looking forward to as well. Of course, in this hour, we'll get to Misty's mini birthday and anniversary club in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, we'll have some fun getting to a couple different things. We've got entertainment to kick off the 9 o'clock hour. And in that hour, I also want to get into 8 lifestyle changes that can add 6 years to your life.
Wow, that's a bold statement.
That is a pretty bold statement. Also, pretty smart. Like, if it doesn't, how can you prove them wrong?
That's true. You don't know when you would die otherwise. It's a
pretty smart play. It's a pretty smart play. Well done. We'll get into that as well. And some That Ain't Right stories, good stories of the day, all that coming up. But I wanted to kick things off here, Seth, and I think this is pretty fun. And I do encourage audience participation.
All right.
Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game. Join us, everybody. 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation.
All right.
Some people are early adopters of tech.
Right.
Others are still flipping through their channel guide on their TV, trying to find the Netflix channel or something like that. And I'm a little bit of both. I'm a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. I am a bit tech savvy, and then there are certain things where I am Fred Flintstone. I might as well just be, you know, a dinosaur or hanging out with dinosaurs.
You know, I have the Flintstone record player. It's the bird, nice. You know, that would put down there.
Yes.
And then, rah, it's done, you know. Actually, I would like one of those.
Of all the Flintstone inventions, that was my favorite.
The record player was the best, yeah.
The best part of the Flintstones, I think, was the animals' sarcastic lines to the camera. Yes. Like, that was easily my favorite part of that show growing
up. Sides. Anytime
there was a bad pun to be made in the dishwasher, the dinosaur dishwasher made or whatever, boy, it's a living. You know, something they'd say. I love it. So there's a thread online where people are talking about the outdated tech they're still using, and they're still perfectly happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how many of these we may have, and let's see if how we feel about these.
Okay, that's good.
And again, you guys got to participate. 715-424-2600. Let us know any of these you might be working
with. Still using a rotary phone? We want to hear about it.
Yes, yes. So a notepad and pen.
Really?
I used it this weekend.
Yeah, that's eternal.
Yeah.
There's never going to be a time where there won't be a use for that.
I still trust that more than my laptop.
Yeah.
I especially when it comes to my writing, I'm working on a big project right now. I have a lot of notes on my laptop, mm-hmm. but I have all my notes in a notebook.
Yeah.
I've got everything written.
It's faster to write down on paper if you're just doing a quick list or something like that, instead of having to get your phone out or get your computer out or whatever and then try to type it in or to type on your phone. God help you with that. So, yeah, it's just quicker and easier just to write it down on a pad of paper.
This happens to me all the time, whether it is, I've got an idea for some content for the show, mm-hmm. or I've got a poem that's in my head or a story idea or I'm working on a character. I need to act quick. It's fresh. It's in my head. I need to write it down. I need to get it down quick. A pen and paper, like that's the waiting for my laptop to turn on or something that. Like that 15, 20 seconds or whatever may not seem like a lot of time, but I might lose that thought. It's happened before. I'm writing it down as fast as I can.
Yeah, right.
Watches that's just tell the time. Maybe the day too.
High tech, man. They tell the day too.
Now, this is interesting that I wonder who. So Reddit, this isn't coming necessarily from an article. It's a bunch of people putting this on Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen and been hearing the newest fashion accessory, the new fashion accessory that people are raving about and people are going all in on, watches. Like, what are we doing? What? That was already a thing. You didn't invent something here. I love it. In Paris, they're talking about like this this new rave of watches and people wearing watches and all this. And they're acting like nobody's ever done this before.
If pocket watches came back.
Now,
that would be a story. But no, what, wristwatches? No, they never really went out of style. They've always been around. Yeah.
Brother, I know that it would look ridiculous, but those pocket watches, those long
with the chain,
man, I've thought that my whole life, I've thought those were one of the coolest things ever.
Maybe it would bring back the three-piece suit.
Yeah.
You never know, because then you'd need a pocket to put your waistcoat.
Nice.
Your vest. Yeah.
If people wanted to get me to be dressing better, that would do it.
Maybe a pocket watch would do it.
I I can't do the pocket watch thing in the jeans and t-shirt like I wear 99%
It would look kind of strange, right? Yeah.
So I'd have to wear nicer clothes.
Well, see, maybe that would work.
My whole wardrobe changes just because of a pocket watch.
Okay, so I was watching last night. I was watching the football game a little bit, okay? And, of course, you know, the ads is like the one time I see commercials. And I saw, I think it was the Apple Watch where you, like, tap your two fingers together to make it do something.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Why? Huh? Mm. Why?
Yeah. Yeah.
What does that do? I don't get it. You can't stop for 2 seconds with your other finger?
No.
I'm
no.
telling you, man.
Time is too important, Seth. That half a second.
I'm telling you.
A calculator with buttons and a screen show up on here. Does the calculator on my phone count? Because I use that one a lot.
I do too, and I think they mean an actual calculator.
Yeah.
And I think they still use those in school. My oldest has one for his math and stuff, so yeah.
It's comforting to hear in some ways. I don't know. I don't know. I will say I always wanted to be able to use those big calculators, those ones that just seemed like you didn't understand like what they all they did.
Oh, a geometry calculator like with those, your sines and your cosines.
I
just
thought
your,
those were interesting.
Your y points and
I didn't get far in math. I didn't. I liked certain math, but I was not good at it.
Then that's all right, brother.
I was never going to get to the point of being able to use those calculators.
I'm with you on that one too.
Physical media like DVDs, CDs, video games, books, textbooks, etc.
That I have a sense about that, and I think it's with what we have seen with vinyl. I think physical media is going to be making a comeback for a lot of different reasons, but I think people are there's something about having that, you know, that thing in your hand, you know, all the stuff, you know, all the streaming and everything, it's so ephemeral, you know, it's just out there. But at the same time, you get a DVD, and by the way, it's yours.
Yeah.
If you're watching something on streaming, they can take it away at any time.
Right. Yeah.
If you have it on a DVD, Blu-ray, whatever, you could keep it forever.
Yeah, the idea of convenience over ownership, like, has happened with the media,
especially with streaming,
you know, and that thing. And I get how it's so much easier to just download something to your laptop, to your computer, all that, and everything. But you're so right about this. I think the biggest catch to this will be the same problem that we ran into before, and why we ended up in this spot: CD racks. DVD racks, entertainment centers. These things were blocky. They were in the way. We didn't know what to do with them.
That's a great point, too.
It's if we can figure out a perfect system for that, then I think we definitely see a comeback of that stuff.
Right.
I think you're right either way. I think you're 100% right about this.
Who would have thought vinyl? Seriously. Because it's big. One of the nice things when CDs came out was it's small.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can put it in because vinyl's so big. But now, look, it doesn't matter. I mean, you could put – people are releasing albums with like three records, you know, three triple albums and stuff like that now. And this is, it's like, wow, I guess it didn't matter in the end.
A lot of people mentioned previous video game systems. That's always been a thing. I can remember plenty of times whatever the new Xbox or PlayStation or Nintendo comes out, what are you doing? You're sitting there still playing, you know, Super Mario Brothers or something like that, or Mario 3 or something. A hand crank can opener.
I got one of those.
Yeah.
I still use that, is it faster than using an electric? It might be.
A motorless lawnmower. Yeah, we got one of those here.
I have used one in the past. Yep. The old, as I would call it, the Armstrong lawnmower.
And somebody said on here, call me crazy, but I still read by hand-dipped candlelight.
Okay, now that's a bit much.
That's they do it while wearing a powdered wig.
See, now that would be cool. Does this person also use like a quill and an old inkwell?
Yes, so
all in on it, man.
They took cosplay to a whole other level. Paper maps show up on this list.
Paper maps are useful. They're still useful, I think.
I think they're still useful.
Yeah, some form.
I think it's a good thing to teach kids how to use them.
Yeah.
Your phone can lose connection. Your phone could lose
power.
The map doesn't lose connection.
No, it doesn't. Map All you need is some light. Yep.
Map does not need to get back online. You don't have to reset, plug it in and plug it off together.
And I'd be curious, again, 424, 2600, do you still use, you know, have maps in your car? Because I do when we're going on trips, because there's still times when I want to see what's ahead. So I pull out the map. I want to see where everything's going. So Yeah, that one makes a lot of sense to me, too.
And a radio shows up on here.
Oh, well, of course.
Yeah.
You need to have a radio, everybody.
I think of all of these, the most vital is having a radio and having it on all the time right here at 97.5 FM. No, I mean, I do think that this is one of those things that we notice this. We're close to this one. So we notice this
are.
During the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
People not only still listen to radio, they always have.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't gone away.
No.
Interestingly, after the pandemic, we've still stayed at this level mm-hmm. where we still have our core listeners. We have new listeners here mm-hmm. and there. And that's just our station. We're a medium market station.
Yep.
It's pretty interesting when you look at other markets and other business places and where radio has thrived.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not where you would think, okay, just rural areas or something. Mm-hmm. No, there's all kinds of big cities, small cities. It just depends on the people that are there
right.
to listen.
Right. And you know, one thing that kind of connects all of these things, you know, so they're all simpler, mm-hmm. obviously, because the more technology, the more complicated it is and everything. Also, all things that you can use when the zombie apocalypse comes.
Oh, true.
Because when the grid goes down,
yes.
We're going to need all those things.
We're going
to. So, you know, we need the radio to communicate with each other. And
I think that's a strong point. I think it's a strong point. I do love the idea, too, though, that like the zombie apocalypse, all this going on. At least I got my radio.
Got my radio.
There's nothing on, but I got my radio.
The only thing they're playing is 24/7 the zombies. That's all it is.
It's
the time
zombie.
Of the season
it's
over and over again.
The time of the season over and over. It's like, we get it. Zombie apocalypse. You're playing the zombies. Very funny. It's not funny anymore. It's been months of just it's the time of the season. Enough. Taking a break, coming back, Misty Spinning Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show here at WFHR. It's the time of the sea.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
To everyone who appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart, let our team member Emma tell you what's special about the Culver's way.
We take great tasting burgers seriously in Wisconsin. Favorite recipes, fresh ingredients, real Wisconsin cheese. It's a place where traditions matter. So of course it's where Culver's Butter Burger was born. Fresh, never frozen beef with a lightly buttered toasted bun.
What can we say? To us, it's a whole lot more than a burger.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until you are at Tri-City Services.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Highs level off around 45 today under cloudy skies, east winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers likely tonight, 37, overcast. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 38.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
Well, it's time to celebrate your birthday. It happens every year. We'll eat a lot of broccoli and drink a lot of beer.
You heard the man. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends at Misty's Menu and celebrate all of you with Birthday and Anniversary Club.
Yeah.
What we're going to do is do some celebrating. What we encourage you to do is head on over to Misty's, get yourself some great food, a great atmosphere, great mm-hmm. people. Treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all mm-hmm. of us. We wish them a good one.
We do.
Keep in mind, Misty's will be closed tomorrow and going to be closed on Wednesday for the foreseeable future. Brian healing up for some big surgeries he mm-hmm. had last month. So get there today and then, you know, take tomorrow off and then get back there Thursday.
Yeah, that's right.
Join our friends at Misty's. We encourage you also to get us your birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can hit up any of our staff here with your birthdays and anniversaries. Direct message us on our Facebook pages and call up 715-424-2600. Call up and get us those birthdays and anniversaries.
Yes.
Seth, I need a one or a two.
One today.
That gives us that qualifier. We can first up wish a very happy birthday to Laura Bennett.
Happy birthday, Laura.
She's awesome. Laura's awesome. A friend of my sister and I's. Actually, a Madison listener we have.
Oh, great.
Down there in Madison. Very and we cool. appreciate her listening.
Yeah.
And hope she's having a great start to her birthday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And we wish a wonderful happy anniversary to our qualifiers, Lauren and Paula Evenson.
Oh, happy anniversary, too. And congratulations on qualifying.
Hope you guys have a great anniversary. Mm-hmm. Enjoy. We wish you the best of days.
Yes, indeed.
And you're our qualifier.
Very cool.
We get looking at some celebrity birthdays here, and Lord is 27 today.
Wow. Wow.
Now, I kind of thought she might be a little bit older, like 30s.
Yeah, but I remember she started really early.
Yeah, she did.
She was a young teenager when she started in the business.
Did like that song, Royals.
It was.
It's not a bad song.
Still, it's one of my favorite. I love where she got the inspiration from it. Now, the song has nothing to do with him, but she saw a picture of George Brett in his 70s glory as a member of the Royals, and that's what inspired her to write the song Royals, which is just so cool. I love that.
So I think that's something you kind of had to search for.
Yeah.
You hear an English person singing about Royals, and you just kind of assume you know what the song's
right,
about.
Right, exactly.
You know where it's going. That's interesting. She's a good songwriter, too. Mm-hmm. Great. Very. I like her voice, too. Adam Devine is 40. Good character actor. Andy on Modern Family, Adam on Workaholics, Bumper in the Pitch Perfect movies.
Oh, okay.
He's guest spotted on like Community and some other shows. He's a good young actor.
Mm-hmm.
I say as he's 6 years younger than me.
Well, he is younger than you, I guess.
He is a little younger, but I thought he was a lot younger.
Just a kid. Just a kid.
I thought he was a lot younger. I didn't realize that. Let's see here. Christopher Knight is 66. Peter Brady from the Brady Bunch is 66.
Oh, wow. Mm. Wow.
The great Joni Mitchell is 80.
Oh, good old Joni Mitchell, man. She has released some marvelous music over the years.
Quite the songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
Quite the songwriter. Yeah. And another great artist, Johnny Rivers, is 81 today.
Oh, Johnny Rivers. Well, I didn't realize they were so close in age, though. But that's...
I would have never guessed that they would have been. I would have never thought that. Yeah, but 80, 81 to each, huh?
Secret Agent Man is 81, yes.
Sway into the music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Memphis, Tennessee. Mm. He had so many great tunes.
A lot of good ones, yeah. And then some people no longer with us, like King Kong Bundy was born on this day in 1955, passed away in 2019. 500-pound wrestler who fought Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania 2. Oh, and, of course, the Married with Children family was named after him, for those that don't know.
But, oh, man. There's something about some of those old wrestlers.
Oh,
I love it. I love the names.
The Claw. Yes. Yes. Oh, I love the old wrestlers.
They seem, you know, I'm not poking fun at the new wrestlers or anything, but I like how they had, you know, like a theme.
Mm-hmm.
The old wrestlers had like a shtick, you know, they would do more. And I know they still, you know, have like personas and stuff now, but they don't have the costumes and stuff that they used to do, which was part of the fun for me. The pageantry was what I liked when I was a kid. So
same.
Yeah.
It was the best.
Yeah.
Of the best of both worlds where you had, what I always, cause I grew up in a boxing family and that was boxing. You know, you had the entrance music, you had the pomp and circumstance, with the fighter getting to the ring.
Yep.
That's an integral part of boxing. It always has been. Wrestling had that.
Yeah, and they took it to the next level. Yeah, I mean, they really did. Yeah.
And also would have been celebrating a birthday on this day. Dana Plato, born in 1964, unfortunately passed way too young in 1999. She was Kimberly Drummond on Different Strokes.
Yes.
As good as she was on that show, I think that her legacy has been more about, you know, the addiction.
Personal problems. That she had, the struggles that she had in her life.
I will say, if you're looking for silver linings with the situations like hers, so many actors have saw what happened to her or were in influenced by that and changed up what they did. Similar thing with River Phoenix. When River Phoenix passed away, you saw the like so many actors like Johnny Depp and Keanu Reeves and so many of these people like straighten out. And I don't know if we have them without certain losing other people.
It kind of brought it home, It really did. Sadly, for the people that passed, but it was not in vain. Mm.
Joe Niekro, born in 1944, passed away in 2006. Major league pitcher.
Oh, Joe Niekro, knuckleballer. Everyone remembers him for the sandpaper.
Yeah.
In 1987,
right.
When he was playing
that's
for
right.
the Twins.
Yes.
That's about all he's remembered before, but he was a good pitcher.
He was a good pitcher.
I mean, and his brother Phil was a little bit better, but Joe himself, man, he pitched for a very long time. And he pitched my favorite pitch, which sadly is just not around anymore. I love the knuckleball, but no one really throws it anymore. It's so sad.
I'd love the idea of somebody like an Ohtani, like throwing that into his
Can
resume.
Can you imagine? Make him even more unhittable. That would be not fair.
I'd love to see like one of these modern day pitchers just, because these guys work on their game in the offseason, and every once in a while they bring a pitch into their, arsenal, if you will.
Yeah.
I love the idea of just Garrett Cole next season. Is Garrett Cole throwing a knuckleball?
He breaks on a knuckleball. Yeah. That'd be hilarious.
Throws a 99 mile an hour fastball right after that.
And then a 62 mile knuckleball. Yeah.
Love to see that. It's never going to happen, but I'd love to see that happen. That'd be pretty cool. Again, we want to wish a happy birthday and anniversary to everybody celebrating out there. Wishing you all great ones. Mm-hmm. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Keep them coming to us. We love celebrating with you.
We want to celebrate.
And we encourage you to get on over to Misty's. Again, they will be closed tomorrow and closed on Wednesdays for this foreseeable future. So get there from Tuesday and Thursday and on. Get there. Get
every
on
day.
Over there.
Get over there.
If you're celebrating a birthday, let them know, and you get a free slice of one of Brian's pies.
And I got to tell you, man, that is in and of itself, that is a great thing.
It's a sweet deal.
It's a great thing.
We got Melissa's news and some state news coming up for you right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin is out with a $32 million workforce development plan. It's the system's attempt to recover money Republicans cut from state universities in the state budget. The budget lets the universities recover the money if it's spent on workforce development and not diversity efforts. Republicans are also holding up pay raises for faculty and staff until Wisconsin universities cut diversity spending. State lawmakers considering spending taxpayer money on American Family Field have some more to think about after taking a tour of the Brewers Stadium. The bill that passed the assembly would spend more than $500 million in public money. But for now, there aren't enough votes to pass the Senate. Governor Evers says he would sign a bill if it were to pass in the legislature. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. If you enjoy hunting but don't like to eat venison, you can donate your deer through the DNR's Deer Donation Program. Since 2000, hunters have donated 98,000 deer, totaling over 3.9 million pounds of venison, to help stock food pantries throughout the state. There's a few steps to the program if you're donating, or you can make a monetary donation through your Go Wild account. The donated venison helps individuals in local communities facing food insecurity. Next week will be the final curbside yard waste collection in Wisconsin Rapids. The city will pick up from the 13th through the 17th. You must call the city this week to get put on the pickup list. Yard waste needs to be put in paper yard waste bags. You can purchase them at local retail and hardware stores. To get on the list, you need to call the city garage at 715-421-8218. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Every livestock farmer knows they can't control the weather. Recent growing seasons have shown rain can be hard to come by at times. Now you can add protection with a pasture rangeland forage policy through Ag Country Farm Credit Services. PRF policies help protect you against future yield losses caused by a lack of rain. Better yet, they're customizable and can cover hay and pasture acres. To learn about a PRF policy, contact your local Ag Country office today.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again!
And a defense that just...
Down he goes!
Won't...
Intercept!
intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the Badgers and Wildcats at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
While there are many unexpected factors that can affect the next growing season, farmers have grown to expect the expected with Rank Seed. Our consistent top-end yields come from strict quality control, trusted technology, and local dealers invested in your success. Rank Seed has been a family-owned and operated business since 1846. More than 175 years later, we still have the highest performing genetics on the market in all environments. Expect the expected with Rank Seed.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Highs level off around 45 today under cloudy skies, east winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers likely tonight, 37, overcast.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 38.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here on WFHR. Locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you. Serious comedy to start your day. I really want to just let this play. I really just now going to...
A little Tears for Fears, yes, yeah.
It's going to be in my head all day. Anybody messages me around 3 this afternoon and asks what's playing through my head. This will be it. This will probably be it. This will probably
darn
be it.
Darn you, Kurt Smith.
Oh, Kurt Smith, again, you got me. If you're giving up on the NFL, your NFL team or your fantasy team or anything like that, here's another reason to watch the NFL this Sunday.
Okay.
To see if you can spot a chicken dance.
Okay.
Shake Shack has just announced a new nationwide promotion where they're giving away a free chicken sandwich if an NFL player does a touchdown celebration that includes the chicken dance. The offer is only good for next Sunday's game on November 12th. If a player does the dance, you can redeem your chicken sandwich at any location within the following week up through November 19th.
Okay.
You'll need to have the Shake Shack app. You can just you can't just walk out with a free sandwich. You'll have to spend $10 on other food and beverages. The app will also let you know if the dance happened.
Oh gosh!
So right away they lost me. Like they had me through this whole thing right up to the end.
And then,
But you got to spend $10. You got to download the app. Blah blah blah.
Yeah,
this is how you lose people. This is how you lose people. You make these things too dang complicated.
Yeah,
I've studied this a lot because not only the business I'm in, but I find it very interesting. I think marketing is interesting. Mm-hmm. I think promotions are interesting. And if there is one theme that is so true right now, especially with the young people, that very coveted market of 18 to 34.
Yep.
That everybody, every business in the world wants. You know what they're tired of? This. They're sick of it. They got a billion apps on their phone. They're tired of having to download new apps. They're also tired of having to jump through hoops to win things.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they do win something, finding out, oh, but you've got to spend $20 to get it.
To get the free thing, right?
How is it free then? It's not free. They're not dumb. They understand what you're doing. Like, this isn't working. Quit doing this.
You know, why don't you just do it the other way around? Okay. You want, the reason you're doing this as a business is you want to draw attention to your business, right? Well, and that's the first part. Yeah, you did it. You know, guy does a chicken dance. Okay. Now just give it away.
Give it away.
And then say, hey, you know what? We got an app. Maybe if you like what this our sandwich or if you like our food, hey, why don't you sign up for our app? You know, we can you get free stuff, blah, blah, blah. But do that first and then do the other thing.
It used to be business 101.
Yeah.
Get them in the room.
Yeah.
Get them in the building. You get them in the building, you've already won.
Yeah.
You know, they'll spend the money if they get them in. I mean, how many people, you're going to have, out of 10 customers, you're going to have a couple. They're going to come in, grab the free sandwich and leave.
Yeah.
The other six or seven are going to spend a buck. They're going to spend some money there. So you've already won with that. By doing this, you just you just push people away.
Especially if you have a good product.
Nobody likes being told what to do. and are they saying you have to spend time? Yes. They're telling you what to do. Yeah. They're not doing it in the traditional way, maybe, but they're still telling somebody what to do, and nobody likes that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's different if you give people a challenge. If you give people something to incentivize them to work towards, it's a little similar to when we were kids and we're getting our parents give us a list of things to find in town.
Oh, scavenger hunt!
Thank you, my God! I could not think of scavenger. I had hunt in my head.
It was there, but and the first
I,
part.
But I didn't want to say hunt because it could have come across really bad. Scavenger hunt.
Scavenger
Dang
hunt.
It. Stupid brain. Don't. Yes. A scavenger hunt. It's a little like that. Okay. Hey, we got you in the building. You know, now you're going to, maybe you spend money, maybe you don't, but hey, you have a good experience with us. Maybe you'll come back.
Yep.
Tell your friends, hey, Shake Shack's a great spot. They gave me a free sandwich, blah, blah, blah. This does not incentivize anybody.
Right.
Like, other than maybe people who already have the app or are already using
exactly.
it, which you already got them.
If they have your app on their phone, that's a win too. I mean, you're right. Exactly. I'm not putting local businesses in on this because they know what they have to do.
Yeah.
Like we've been saying, the traditional thing, get them in the building.
Yes.
Okay. Get them in here. However you need to do it. Okay. Got that. There's a lot of these larger corporations that feel like they're entitled to this.
Yes.
It's like, what? They're entitled to you spending your money there. It's like, no.
No.
No, we are not. We were going to make choices just like we always have. Sorry.
I mean, we agreed on a capitalist society. You know, that's what we have.
That's right. I'm glad you put it that way. It was a decision. It didn't just happen naturally, folks.
No.
It was a political decision to do this. Yes.
So if this is the case, then, you know, you've got to be smart at business or you're gone. And I don't like that. I'm not saying it because I want I want all businesses to survive and work.
Exactly.
But you got to be better at what you're doing. And this I mean, Shake Shack, like, look, this is a good example for around here. We don't have a Shake Shack anywhere in this town anything like that.
I don't know if we have one in the state, for that matter.
If people wanted this, though, like, if they heard this promotion and it sounded cool to them, they're going to go hunt one down, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you're adding on the whole tent, you got to spend $10. You've got to download the app.
Yeah.
You have to have been born in the month of January. I don't know. I mean, all these other things, you're just little by little ticking away from the amount of people you could hit up.
Yeah.
I think I use this as an example because I think it's one of the better ones there is. Ben and Jerry's was the biggest ice cream in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knew what Ben and Jerry's was.
Right.
They looked at that and instead of saying, we're good, say, wait a minute. There's this whole group of people that can't eat ice cream that we're not even addressing. We're not even hitting. We're missing out on this whole other market. It'd be as if you had a business and said, you know what? I'm only going to I only want people 55 and older to enjoy this product. Like, that's it. Like, you know, there's a ton of other people younger than that. No. I don't need that business. I just want this business. Like, what are you doing? That's
that doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
Not how capitalism works and not smart business.
That's right.
Okay. Shake Shack's kind of doing these things, the different businesses. And I'm not trying to just pick on them.
No. How many times have we seen this now? I mean, we've talked about it a ton of times.
It's such a good idea. I mean, especially think of an NFL player seeing this and they're like, oh, I got to score on Sunday. I want to do the chicken dance. Like, it just is fun. It brings in fans. It brings in a business. It helps out business. But you mess it up, I think, when you do this.
It kind of makes me wonder if they already have someone picked out. Maybe they've kind of said, hey, you know what? We'll give you if you do the chicken dance.
Maybe
set up for Sunday.
That would not surprise me.
I would not, me neither.
Before we go to break, let's take a call. Good morning. What's on your mind? Well, I think that Seth and I are very good at what we do, but the best in the state, I don't know if I would say that. That's very nice of you, though.
Oh, that's very kind. I would say we're the best
Seth
in the state.
Yeah, Seth would, but nobody else heard that? Nobody else? No. Okay. Call up anytime.
The voices are back. The voices are back.
Yeah, I should probably take a break. We'll come back, and I'll get that checked out. I'll be fine when we come back on The Morning Show here at WFHR.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and copays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Highs level off around 45. Today, under cloudy skies, east winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers likely. Tonight, 37, overcast. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 38.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. At least it's not as overplayed as it used to be.
Oh, I remember.
There was
back
a stretch.
In the day, man.
You couldn't go a day without hearing this.
That was another one of those 90s soundtrack songs.
Oh, yeah.
That was the Batman Forever soundtrack. How many hits did that thing have? Man, it was a ton.
That was a great album.
It was.
There was a lot of good.
Way better than the movie.
Way better than the movie. And I love Val Kilmer as Batman. He's one of my favorite Batmans, but not a great movie. Not a great movie.
Ouch.
Val was great in it, though. He did a good job. He was a good Batman. People online are joking this is going to destroy families.
Oh.
They're just kidding.
Yes.
Mattel quietly debuted a new No Mercy version of Uno last month, and it's already sold out everywhere.
Wow.
And TikTok has kind of latched onto it.
Mm.
It's called Uno, Show 'em No Mercy, and costs $10 at Walmart, but good luck finding it. They're hard to find right now.
Okay.
So what's so special about it? It's normal Uno, but with some new rules and cards, including 4 draw 10 cards.
Oh,
wow. The normal version just had draw 4.
4 is the max, right?
Yeah. They also added 4 draw 6 cards, twice as many draw 4s, and a bunch of skip everyone cards. And a color roulette card.
Wow.
That one lets you choose a color, and the person has to keep drawing until they pick one.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Man.
That's rough.
I'm going to be honest. I wasn't very good at Uno to begin with. I don't know if I'd be good at this. Here's some of the new rules. When someone plays a 7, they get to swap hands with anyone they want.
Oh, wow.
If you play a 0, everyone passes their entire hand to the left.
Oh, that's cool.
I like that.
I like that one. Yeah.
And there's a stacking rule where draw 10s and draw 4s accumulate.
Oh, goodness.
To make sure you don't end up with 200 cards in your hand. They added a mercy rule. If you end up with 25 cards, you immediately lose.
Oh,
dang. Dang, you ain't kidding.
Wow, that is brutal.
There's no word yet on when Walmart and other stores will get more in stock, but they're guessing Mattel is on it because, you know, I mean, this is what Mattel has been begging for.
Yeah.
They're selling out board games? All right, let's do this.
I'm telling you, think of Uno. It's been around forever, and there's really not been, they haven't really done much with it, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of thing. But wow, that's good. Because they're starting to do that now, too, with other, I've seen Monopoly Cheaters Edition. which has some fun new rules, and it actually has handcuffs in it too, which is hilarious.
I was just talking in the last segment about enjoying marketing and promoting and all that, and learning more and more about it. This is one of the things. One of the things that I focused on a lot in that time is the board game industry.
Yeah,
and how are they adapting? How are they surviving? Will they survive? I've been paying attention to this for over 20 years, like a lot of people, whether it's out of the corner of their eye or not. And I think that they could teach a master class in how to keep your business around.
Yeah,
like you look at certain industries that are gone, just done.
Yep.
Board games, Mattel, Parker Brothers, still selling like crazy.
Yeah, and even smaller companies that have like, isn't that the truth? Because you've got, as soon as video games came out, they realized, or someone was like, uh-oh, this could be trouble, you know, kind of thing. But man, you're right. They have pivoted and they have come up with, I mean, look at a game like Catan.
Yeah.
And all the extras you can buy, you can add on. I mean, that's become a big thing, you know, different sets of the same game. So you can change the rules and make it bigger or smaller or whatever. I mean, and like another great example, this Uno game. It's a well-established product. People know, and everyone, you know, so many people have played Uno. Ah, but we're going to do a little trick here, you know, and up the ante a little bit, so to speak. And there you go. And now everyone's buying it.
You can still buy the traditional games, but there are these newer models, these newer versions.
Exactly.
That if you are younger or you do want to try something different because you're tired of the old product, you can. It's not just Monopoly anymore. It's New York Monopoly, or it's DC Monopoly, or Marvel Monopoly.
Monopoly for everything. Everything.
And they all sell well. They all do well. Yeah. It's so impressive to me to see this. It's also interesting to me, too, because it kind of brings us back to radio a little bit here, where... when radio came around, everybody thought theater would die. When TV came around, everybody thought radio would die. Yep. When movies came around, they were TV was going to die. Same thing with the video game industry and board games. Oh, nobody's going to play board games anymore because everybody's playing video games. But you lose some numbers, sure.
Yeah.
But these industries don't necessarily die. They don't. No. If the people running them are any good at what they do,
right. Right.
This comes back again to capitalism. I don't want to make this sound like I'm a big fan of capitalism or something like that. Like, I don't think that there's necessary. I don't know if, as a human race, we have figured out the perfect system yet.
And there may not be a perfect system. I highly doubt it. But what you're saying, I mean, there's certain industries where they seem to have figured something out. And for an example, beer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, the microbrew revolution happened in the 90s, and a lot of people were like, that's not going to last. It's still with us, everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a great example of how, you know, a certain type of capitalism can work.
Right.
I mean, because you've got all these smaller brewers, and you got mid-sized brewers, you got big-sized brewers, and they're all okay. They're all doing all right. So, I mean, that's a great example.
Yeah. The National Toy Hall of Fame added the original Uno in 2018. They say 80% of game-playing households in the U.S. have played it before.
I totally believe that.
I would believe that if it said 90%.
Yeah, you know? I would too. It's one of those games that, like, you know, we joke about, you know, what comes with a house? Well, a card table. You know, you're always going to have that one card table, that old rusty card table. And probably we say Monopoly comes with the house, but maybe Uno does too. So maybe there's a couple of board games
there. You got the card table. You got a copy of Frampton Comes Alive.
And it's scratched and
it's
old.
Scratched, yes. Yep. And yes, a game of at least one board game and, or card game.
Yep,
yes.
Yep. So Uno maybe, yep.
It's got to be in there. Got to be in there. Have you ever seen anyone with a cranberry tattoo? And ever wondered who might be in the market to get a cranberry tattoo? I think we're asking this question in the perfect state, in the perfect
town, in
the perfect city to ask this question. there are already a lot of articles online about Thanksgiving. This one may be the strangest.
All right.
A new poll asked fans of cranberry sauce if they'd consider getting a cranberry-themed tattoo. And some of them said, oh, heck yes. 21% of people who love homemade cranberry sauce would be willing to do it, along with 15% of people who prefer canned cranberry sauce. So, in other words, fans of the homemade sauce seem more likely to actually get a cranberry tattoo.
Right.
Also, 28% of cranberry fans on dating apps say it's a red flag if a date doesn't like their preferred cranberry sauce.
What?
Whoa, almost 30% of people Like, they think it's a red flag. It's a bad sign if a person doesn't like the same cranberry sauce as
that's,
you.
That's strange.
What are we doing?
What?
Oh, man, it's hard enough to find some. Like, these are young people. These are people who have not been single long.
Is there not people? I like both. Okay. I like both kinds of cranberry. I don't know what.
Then you're going to be alone forever. So.
I guess I am. Wait a minute. Wait, something's not right.
that's one of the craziest things I think I've heard in a long time.
That's a little ridiculous. The idea,
everything's really good. We're attracted. We get along. All this stuff, but you don't like the same cranberry sauce as me. Oh,
sorry. That's a breaker.
I wish we had found that out before I met your parents. Oh, this is awkward. Oh.
Oh, even more awkward if it comes up during like Thanksgiving dinner.
I was just thinking that, and boom, my brain was right there. I was just thinking, oh, that's a great sketch right there. Oh, I'm doing that. I'm doing that. I'm writing that sketch.
You don't like these cranberries?
Dun, dun, dun. Just ends right there. And 38% of single people would rather be asked, are you still single 10 times than to have a Thanksgiving meal without cranberry sauce?
38%?
These people have not been single long. I'm telling you have not been single long.
There's something weird going on. I don't know who they talk to on this one, man.
Either people who never just got single or are very young and haven't been single for very long.
Right.
It is not easy out there. It is not easy. And there has never been a time where it is. Like, no. Don't get that twisted. There's never been like in the 80s, 90s, 2000, early aughts or whatever.
1920s. I mean,
Being single's never been easy. Finding somebody's never been that easy. And the idea of like, I don't think people should settle by any means. I also think you got to be realistic.
Oh, absolutely. You have, okay. First of all, you're never going to find the perfect partner.
Doesn't exist.
We know that does not exist.
Doesn't exist.
So you got, you got to work through all of that to get there, everyone. I have an idea, okay? If any one of our listeners out there is gung-ho and they want to get that tattoo of cranberries, well, we will up it a little bit. If you want to get a tattoo of our new logo, which has cranberries on it.
True.
Just go the whole hog. Just get the WFHR logo
on there.
Go all in, man. You have cranberries. You have your favorite radio station. What more could you want?
Hey, we'll give you a shirt. I love the idea of somebody goes through with this. And they afterwards, they're like, oh, I got it's a the shirt. Same thing. We had to give it to you anyway.
We would have.
That includes if you just get a fake tattoo. Like even
yeah,
even
just
a fake
get a
one.
Temporary
even a fake,
tattoo.
Even a temporary
Maybe
one.
We should give those away. I don't know.
Oh, that's a great idea.
We should give temporary tattoos
Rebecca. We're going to get a hold of Rebecca on that one.
Oh,
can we
man.
Do fake tattoos? Can we do can that? We... I love the idea of that.
Oh, that would be fun.
So the other part of this that is confusing to me, too, is who thought this question? Like, who thought of this question? Like, where does your brain go that you think of, you know, I like cranberries. I wonder about tattoos. Combining these worlds. That seems like a very weird place to go with it.
None of the other Thanksgiving foods, just cranberries.
Yeah.
Not stuffing or potatoes or turkey even. It's cranberries.
Doesn't seem to
Okay.
Up.
Well, whatever.
Now there's the next real question. Who's willing to get a Thanksgiving meal tattooed on them? Like a big back piece. Big back piece. You know, you got the gravy. Actually, you can even have the whole table. Like the table with the whole family.
That would be an elaborate tattoo.
Let's go all in.
Just,
you know?
I mean, if you're going to go, you might as well go all the way, right? Yeah.
Big back piece.
I was just going to get it, like, two cranberries
all
in my arm.
All I wanted was two cranberries and a T-shirt. I just wanted the T-shirt. I didn't even know they were giving them away for free. Here's a hypothetical for you. Another hypothetical.
Oh, great.
If a company took all your favorite burger toppings and condiments, blended them up, and released one sauce to save you time, would that be awesome or gross? Heinz is coming out with a new flavor, pickle ketchup.
Okay.
And it is what it sounds like, a condiment that combines the tangy and savory flavor of pickles with Heinz ketchup. Someone who has tried it says that it's like they bottled up the flavor of McDonald's pickles and ketchup. It's super dilly. They say it's
dilly.
Super dilly.
Super dilly.
I love that. That's a fun phrase.
I'm going to turn that into it. Let's try to turn that into a catch thing.
Super dilly.
It's super dilly.
Man, that is super dilly.
Let's get the kids going on that.
I think because you and I just did it, now it never will.
Never,
it
never, ever
never,
will.
It never had. Now it died on the vine.
It's already dead. Already dead.
It takes the pairing of ketchup and french fries to another level. The best part is this isn't a limited release that you'll have trouble getting in your hands on. It'll start showing up on shelves nationwide earlier next year. According to Heinz, 73% of Americans like pickles. And if you're one of them, you may want to give this a shot.
That seems like a no-brainer. That's not one of those things. I'm not a ketchup person. I really don't like ketchup. Yeah, yeah. But I know how much people love ketchup. And that just seems like just something they probably should have come up with a while ago, actually.
It does
come to
feel
think
like
about
one
it.
Of those ones like, you know, hey, like, wait a minute.
Hey, why don't we put the pickles in the ketchup?
especially for Heinz, who has not been shy about coming up with different sauces or different
Some pretty
condiments.
Wild ones, yeah, too, yeah. Yeah.
That's not a bad idea. It's also, like, again, great marketing by some of these companies, these businesses. Heinz 57 is the biggest ketchup in the world. Mm-hmm. They don't have to do anything. They could just sit packed and be, you know.
Sell ketchup.
Keep selling their ketchup and mustard, of course.
Of course. And their 57 flavors. Yeah.
Yes. Doing things like this has only like made that company that much bigger, that much stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a smart move.
It is. I'm with you.
I'm trying to think of what I would combine ketchup with. Like, they've got to have a ketchup and mustard one, right? There's got to be one of those.
You'd think.
They got the jelly and peanut butter ones.
They do, yes.
They've had those since we were kids.
Yep. Yeah, the mixed ones, yeah.
I do remember when that first came out and thinking that was the coolest thing. That was so awesome.
It's all together, man.
And then when I tried it, I didn't like it. I didn't like it. I don't know because I'm too picky. It's too me. I'm too
ruined
me.
Everything.
That is my wheelhouse. I'm pretty good at that.
I will. James try not, ruins everything.
I will try not to ruin
the
next hour.
That's the new show. We're
be on the lookout for that. I'm being told it was canceled. I'm being told it just was canceled.